I also was like taught how to measure boobs. Like, I think you squeeze and then you go up. I could be totally wrong. Squeeze, then go up, and then that's how you measure the back and shit.
I guess. I don't know how to
measure. I don't fucking know. I guess we'll have to try it again at some point. The boys in Nashville, baby. Let's go.
Yes.
Welcome, dude.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Season 3 should be season 4. We're just going to kind of run into this. You down? Just
yeah.
Roll into it. Okay. Season 3, episode 2 should be season 4, but I don't know. Man to man, we don't know what the hell is going on half the time. We just said it was season 3 this entire time. Liam in Nashville. What a sight to see. Here for the clothing drive. Came for a 24-hour trip. How you feeling, dude? I guess preface, just we're about to go do this clothing drive right now. We're recording Sunday right beforehand. The boys are trying to get athletic involved and everything else. How you doing, dude? Welcome back.
Good. I'm good. I'm glad to be here. Obviously, this is a big thing for us, doing the drive, and it's always good to come to Nashville.
You post like you're like, okay, I'm gonna post the Instagram story, and then you have the geo tag of Nashville, Tennessee. Do you have like a sneaky link or something? I've tried to get this out of you, but you just,
I mean, I gotta let some people know I'm in Nashville. I just,
who
like
do you have to let know?
I just like to let,
is this like a ex-girlfriend or something?
No, we just like to, I like to let people know when I'm back in Nashville. Got some people here, you know.
I don't know, dude. That sounds kind of sketch.
I can't post when I'm in Nashville.
No, like, you can, but it's like you're like, oh, you get in Nashville every single time. You're like, I gotta post that I'm here, and it's like you know you see like who views your Instagram stories. You do that at all?
I know you can do that. I don't really. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I don't believe that one second. I don't believe that one second. Well, welcome back. Hopefully this can. I mean, we're obviously, this is a totally different view that from episode 1, and shout out episode 1, like over 200 unique listeners on all platforms. Thank you guys for fucking tuning in and shit. We didn't know what was going on. We actually don't have any topics prepared for episode 2 when we said we were for episode 1, but we're just gonna kind of rip it, so it doesn't matter. Thank you guys for tuning in. New look, new crib. How you liking it?
This is the stew.
I
came in here, it's the stew. It looks really good. Your crib is nice.
You like it?
It's homey.
Dude, it's comfortable.
It's really homey.
It's comfortable.
I was thinking I was going to come in and it was kind of be a little small and kind of not, you know.
It is small. I mean, it's like 850 square feet.
But it's homey. It has a homey feel. You got rooms you can walk through. So it's nice. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Shout out Interspace Nashville. I actually paid you guys, so shout them out. Two girls that just absolutely killed it. Grass walls here. I wish we got to do a different look. We got to figure out the looks here. But got Coco in here. I got Mr. Michael, Little Michael, and then Miss Bobo, Miss Buffarooski. So it's a full house, even though it's 2-bedroom.
Can I say something before we?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here for what? Probably 10 minutes. I ain't even got my shit into the house yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And we my first like 10 minutes coming in was we were looking for the damn cat.
Yeah, I thought I lost Buff because she was just getting so scared because I was just moving everything around, trying to get clean, everything clean for you. And then I couldn't find her. I'm still like figuring out the spots where they hide at. So yeah, pretty much Liam gets here and I'm like, oh my God, you know, we got to get to Costco by fucking 7 p.m. And it's like 6:30. I can't find Miss Buffarooski anywhere. We're looking outside everywhere down the street and looking like an idiot. And I'm like, there's no way she would have got out because she's 16 years old, man. She's a cutie. We did find her. Went to Costco. First time ever in Costco last night. I'm never going back. The place is a shithole. No, you walk in. I mean, it's obviously like a huge warehouse. And all we're looking for, every year we go to the grocery store. We get some meat, cheese. I mean, we got a ton of cheese, like a variety of cheese last night. Mustard, mayonnaise. But we were looking for tote bags. Like my dumb ass didn't get tote bags for us. We figured it out. The second place we went to, Walmart had these little like Christmas like paper bags. But what a nightmare. And it's also just everyone's doing Christmas shopping right now.
Well, that's the thing about Costco. you have to go in there.
You have to show them the card too. I knew I couldn't go in there before you got here. I was like, can I go in here? And they're like, yeah. And you were like, no. Like, yeah.
But the thing is, if with Costco, you have to go down every aisle. That's how you shop. You can't just go looking for shit because they terrible. Got shit all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular.
Well, I think the hardest, like the most difficult thing for us was just trying to find the meats. Like, what meat did we even get? We got some really good meat.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we probably got the best of the best this year for these guys. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, you go, I didn't also, I was like, oh, I need paper towels. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot this place is like, you have to get like a bulk of everything. It's like not even 24, it's like 54 paper towel rolls.
You could have been supplied though for the rest of, you know, the
not
next
doing
year.
It, dude. Not doing
20
it.
20 bucks for 15 rolls, 20 rolls.
We had 230 to play with that we got donated, and that would have cost at least 50 bucks.
Paper towel rolls.
$30. Didn't want to do it. Didn't want to take the sacrifice. What did we get there? We asked for gloves. We try to get cheap gloves every time we go in. They didn't have cheap gloves. They had the gloves that you see in the fucking New York movies, or leather heavy, gloves, yeah, like heavy duty gloves, $20 a glove. I'm saying sayonara to that thing. And they didn't have what else? Socks. We were looking for socks too.
They didn't have mustard.
They didn't have mustard. That was the thing. We didn't get the mustard there.
Right.
What? We got really big. We got two really big bottles of mayonnaise. We got the meat. We got the cheese. And that was it. And then we had to go to Walmart, which we should have done in the first place. But I just thought Costco was going to have the tote bags. So they didn't have tote bags at all. They didn't even have a fire stick. I need a fire stick for this room. So, all right. Welcome to Nashville. I guess we'll just get into a clothing drive. Appreciate everyone that donated. Our goal was 500 bucks. We didn't really push it this year. I think we just learned in the past 2 years. I mean, the 500 bucks helps. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, we had 230. And then... But we really pushed for like collecting clothes, and we've just had so many clothes in the past couple of years. And obviously you didn't get here till last night, but I guess we do have 30 bags of clothes, small, medium, large, winter clothes, everything else that you guys have given us that were like just plain t-shirts, threw in other bags. We got like 15 more bags that we're giving to Goodwill. Triple decker. We got the swag bag.
Swag bag's nice, man.
Yeah, we do the backpack every year. It's a swag bag. We got like a checkered swag bag. Shoes, MTM merch, fucking triple decker, which is 10 pieces of, I guess, what is that meat that we got last night?
Ham.
Is it ham? It's ham. Really good ham. Ham and a, you know, a sandwich, 2 pieces of bread, things like that. I mean, we just kind of go crazy. And then a ton of Gatorade. So, yeah. I mean, if anybody else wants to throw us the rest of the 250 for the 500 goal, go ahead. Yeah. But, I mean, we pretty much use it all. Thank you guys for, you know, fucking doing that for us. And you'll see, hopefully the video will be out, as you're watching this. Maybe we can kind of do like a double video coming out. I had one guy that was like, oh yeah, dude, I'm going to give you some Balenciaga. And I was like, dude, I mean, we want to pimp out the homeless, but we don't really want to give them Balenciaga.
Yeah. It could start fights out there. You know what I mean? They're fighting over the Balenciaga, man. I don't know it. Can't do that.
We need to grab a couple teddies. But all right, so welcome back. Hopefully, you know, this can kind of be a new view for us. But yeah, episode one did numbers. Clothing drive. I just went to ATL. Just got back. It's been a long week. I feel like I can speak for everyone. It's just, I mean, obviously you're grinding Indianapolis. Nashville's a grind. Went to ATL. We had our work Christmas party. They threw me in Buckhead, or in a hotel in Buckhead, Thursday night. And then... Yeah, Thursday night we had a bar rented out in Buckhead.
Was that your first time going to
ATL? Second time.
Second time in ATL?
Second time. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the city as a whole compared to like maybe a Nashville or like an LA?
It's kind of similar in a way, but I don't know. Obviously, Atlanta's the biggest city in the South, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it is. A lot of traffic, obviously. And then, I mean, it is kind of like Nashville with the traffic. I honestly can't tell which one has more traffic. Buckhead's a vibe, but there are really nice pockets in Atlanta. I like Buckhead. I wouldn't want to live in Atlanta. Wouldn't want to live in Atlanta. Obviously, Buckhead is like the heart of, I feel like, where the postgraduates go. My job is located in Sandy Springs, which is like 30 minutes away. You're probably not going to know where it's at.
I have no idea.
I like it. I like Atlanta. I would never live in Atlanta.
Did you get athletic down there? Did you do some stuff? What was the
definitely got involved.
What was the Christmas party about?
definitely got involved a little bit. Open bar. We got three partners at my job, and, you know, they're all studs. But, yeah, I took one of my coworker's friends, and it was just, I mean, it was a vibe. We went to a pregame. I mean, I barely ate, too. Open bar is dangerous as fuck.
Oh, don't.
I'll tell you that right now. Like, getting shots with, like, just people that I'm meeting.
Hey, take a shot, work. Man.
Hey, let's do a shot. I mean, obviously, there's this other guy named Andy. I'm like, I don't know. I've heard of this guy forever. Do a shot. Let's take pictures. I was saying this to one of my boys. I get really excited when I get into like an environment like that because I'm kind of an extrovert, but at the same time, like,
I can see. No, you the guy. Don't sell that short. You the guy when you in the room, you take over. You want to talk to every motherfucker in the room.
Yeah.
And
well, my date's like, hey, can you come over here? Like, come over here. And I'm like looking at my phone. I'm like, where? Like where? But it's a one floor bar. But there are just so many people packed in there. Just, I was happy, dude. I was excited.
You get the teddies going. You know how you get.
Couple teddy brewskis in the boy. And, yeah, just, I mean, got involved, to say the least. So, Atlanta's a vibe. You know, said hello. And now I'm back in Nashville. So, this girl, I don't know if, I kind of like her, but I don't know if I can do, like, a long distance. Say that right now.
So she lives in Atlanta.
Full-time. Yeah. Shout out AB. You know who you are. Thank you for letting me say hello. But what's going on with you, man? I know you got a little. Every time you come here, I feel like you got a bird or two.
I got people all around.
I was talking to my barber about this. I told her how I kind of got fucking cheated on and shit, and she was like, so if you guys didn't listen to episode one, I was pretty much talking to a chick, and
my man has a big grudge for France.
Yeah, this fuck is- France, by the way. Shout out Argentina. But yeah, I mean, pretty much this chick had a boyfriend from France, you know, just kind of popped in real quick and said his hellos, and you know, I said my goodbyes. I was talking to my barber about that, and she was like, yeah, kind of expected. My barber is like a real dude. My barber's a baddie, bro. He's like, you know, late 30s maybe, but one of those girls that worked like at the bars and like bartender on Broadway in Nashville. Very attractive.
I see what you say.
Yeah. I tell her, and she's like, are you taking the... She was like, this TMI, but are you taking the stamina pills? And I was like, yeah, I'm taking the full send stamina pills, milk boys. You know, trying to say hello for a little bit longer than usual. Because I was talking to her how I was losing hair and shit. Fuck yeah, I'm taking not anymore, I guess. But she was also just like, yeah, I mean, when I came in yesterday or 2 days ago, she was like, yeah. Yeah, I that was expected with that girl. So I don't know. Like, I don't want to treat anybody as a rebound either. Kind of sucks. And I don't want to do a long distance relationship, even though I don't really have feelings for that chick anymore.
It's good. I mean, it's good to, you know, keep your options open, though.
I was saying to her, though, and she was like, man, I feel like a lot of women nowadays, like, have their roster. And I'm just trying to be top five. And if I can be at least six man, like, I'd be down to be six man too. But it's impossible to date a girl.
Well, that's another thing. Some of the girls, they're actually looking to settle down. That's another side of it.
Not in Nashville, though, dude. The girls in Nashville are just posting all over Instagram. It's like, oh, did you see the new update on Instagram, by the way? You don't have that?
I don't know. What is it?
I'll show you. It's like you have like statuses. Like, you can create a status, like a 24-hour status in Instagram DM. So people are doing this. You can scroll. You can make your own status and have a 60-character thing. Instagram DM is fucking wild.
You got your status on? What's your status? Sad boy?
Sad boy. It's bad day, sad day. I'm just trying to get on the roster, and hopefully I'll make a roster, dude. I don't know. The bird talk is still there, but I'm just trying to... That's what I was telling her. I was like, man, if I can just kind of focus on me, finish out the year strong, and kind of get that cheddar up a little bit, the rest will play.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that you, now that you settled in a new place too, I think that helps kind of.
Huge, bro. Huge.
Some nerves.
Just move my mom out too, and she's texting me right now. Hey, like, we still need to move the garage out. I'm like, dude, I am fucking tired, dude. Yeah. I mean, I will say, even looking at those pictures from ATL, I took a lot of those pictures, and you know what Facetune is? It's pretty much where you can just smooth your face. A lot of girls use it. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Come on, man. Don't say
I had to get the bags off, like, under my eyes.
Because you
would. And it was just, yeah. Sleepy. Yeah, I'm sleepy. And, but I don't know, man. I was just asking you if it, because that's why you're taking so long to get down here. It's like, oh, you know, I got a bird up there or something. I'm trying to figure it out.
As soon as I can.
Okay.
Once the work allows me to move, I'm out of you. I'm out of you 500. I told you I'm like 192 with you.
What's your type? What kind of type do you like? Like, do you like a girl that has like a lot of followers on Instagram?
See, that's the thing that's different between me and you.
No, I don't really want a girl with a lot of followers on Instagram.
No, I'm saying, but you look at that stuff and it's like that's one of your thing. I don't care. You know what I mean? Obviously, I'm going to go look at her Instagram, but it's not like, oh, damn, she got a lot of followers. I ain't going to hit her.
All right. So what about this? What if you see a girl at the bar and like, man, we really hit it off, things like that. You know, you look at your bank account the next day, pockets are light after that night. And then you look at her, her IG, and it's obviously December and she's posting bikini pictures, like the last two are like bikini. I'm good.
Well, it depends on how the night went. If she wants to see me again or if I got that vibe, I might play it out. But if I know she's that type of girl and it's like.
What is posting bikini pictures in the month of December look like for you? What does that tell you?
Oh, well, we all know what that means.
Also, Liam, I'm just saying. tell us what you did on Instagram now that we're on the topic.
What?
You were wise and fell into. You know, the circle that I'm in on Instagram about with the rule of unfollowing people.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one that you brought up. So you brought this to my attention probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
But I'm to the point now that any female that I follow and I might have had a relationship, you know, friends or whatever. But if I see anything that she's married or got engaged or proposed to. I don't care. It's unfollowed.
Why do you feel like that? Because I did that again like a year ago, like you're saying.
It's because she's technically then she's off the roster. Even if
she was never on the roster.
But she can never be on my roster. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right. I got you. What if it's a guy though? Even if it's a guy getting married, are you still following the boy?
The guy, yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with following the guy because the guy ain't going to blow up the page with. Like, he'll have one probably big post of, like, I just proposed. That's it.
I actually reposted somebody. I felt kind of bad because I think it was, like, the first person I unfollowed. I didn't know who they were. I follow a ton of people also. I hate it, dude. My ratio is fucking garbage. I follow, like, 3,000 more people than I, like, had people following me. But I even, like, I think the first time I unfollowed somebody, it was a chick. Didn't know who she was. I reposted them on my story. And I was like, my bad. And I was like, yo, don't know who you guys are, but congrats. And I felt weird. And people were like, why are you doing that? I just started doing that? It's like a healthy goodbye, you know?
Repost them and unfollow them real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a shout out, you know?
I'm happy that you got married, but I'm Audi 500 on.
Audi 500. Okay, Bird Talk. Remember, all right, I want to go into like a couple stories because I think we've never really had a couple stories that we've told. I guess on the pod ever.
Okay.
So remember when we snuck out sixth grade? Was it sixth or seventh grade? Because we're talking about birds. And I mean, you know, attractive guy still. But this guy was like the most popular kid in school. Yeah. Played ball. Also, did you see my highlights the other night when I was
that
posting
was
on Instagram?
Yeah, those were fresh, man.
I was probably, I mean, I don't know. I think I was better than you.
Oh, yeah. That's not.
You don't think? What happened, by the way, with me?
I don't know, man. You always played up. That's what I was telling you. You always played up, and I caught myself. I was real young playing up. I didn't do the same, bro. Always would try to play up, and I don't know if it was because you wanted just to, like...
I was forced to play up. My dad was like, oh, you need to play up to be better.
Yeah, but I found myself, like, I'm trying to ball, you know? And I can barely ball against...
Boss, shot my confidence, man. Shot my confidence. Sixth grade, I was fucking cold. Anyways, so sixth grade, yeah, I mean, you had like three girlfriends at the time, and then I would just stay at your crib, like, you know, probably every single weekend, just show up, and your mom wouldn't even know that I'm there. And we had this system where you lived right next to the middle school, which had a park, And our system, I don't know, like our top three things that we always did, I guess, was play ping pong in the garage, wait till your mom would go to bed to smoke a blunt, and shout out Bernie. You know we were doing that. And three was just playing 2K at night, and we kind of had this system where we would sneak out and go hang out with girls. And our, I remember like you had a fenced in backyard, but we would go sometimes go through the doggy door because there was like alarms on the doors and shit.
Yeah, you open it and it would make a sound.
So we had to go through the doggy door through the backyard, and we still weren't out yet. Also, we would sneak out when it was really fucking cold out.
I remember that because it was freezing somewhere.
Yeah, like 15 fucking
balls
degrees.
In your stomach
type trying to go see some titties. and then trying to get out of that fence in the backyard, there was still like a hole at the bottom that you would see where like a cat or like a rabbit would go through to get out. So we had to go through a couple different holes there. Talk to me about your first experience seeing some titties.
Going sneaking out, man.
You didn't think I was going to say that.
It was going and sneaking out, seeing some titties, man. That's what we were doing.
I didn't know, dude. I didn't know what
was going
on.
But that's the thing
on.
For you. I was a year older, and you were out there just...
You were kind of the liaison. Is that I say that right? You were the leader, and I was just kind of following because your girlfriends... Or girlfriend, I don't know, man, had friends, and then I would just kind of be that little scrub, but I would pull out the highlight reel and be like, I know you can't watch this right now, but play it later.
But I feel like that stepped your game up, I feel, a little bit. I'm in sixth grade, you're in fifth grade. And
we weren't smoking blunts in sixth grade. I'm sorry. This is like eighth grade when we were smoking blunts, but anyways, I don't think we were smoking in sixth grade. That's kind of insane.
Okay.
We were just playing ping pong. Okay.
But yeah, we would sneak out, go and meet up with some friends in the grade. And well, another thing was nice is that there's also a few other friends of mine that live close.
Yeah.
You know, so it's walkable. I mean, it's kind of a long walk, but
it's
walkable.
Not that bad. It's like a street down.
Right. So that's another thing that was nice.
I don't think, you know what's funny? No, I'm lying. I was going to say, I think my first kiss was your ex-girlfriend. No. I don't think so. I actually,
but you do have this over me. You saw titties when you were younger than I. Your first titty was
nice
at a younger age than
I. Yeah, well, it was because of you, and I can only thank you for that. So, but I vividly remember
Bro, that's so crazy that we would sneak out. Just think about this. We would sneak out. Go see.
Yeah. In sixth grade.
The only thing we were there for was just to go see.
But they knew too, though, right? Like, we kind of had that like text exchange where they're like, or did we just kind of play it smooth when we were there? I can't even remember.
It was probably a little bit of both, but then once it first happened, it was like, all right, you know the deal.
Like we're just going out to see some titties.
Yeah, like, I want to feel it.
I just want to feel it. But I also was like taught how to measure boobs. Like, I think you squeeze and then you go up. I could be totally wrong. Squeeze, then go up, and then that's how you measure the back and shit.
I guess. I don't know how to
measure. I don't fucking know. I guess we'll have to try it again at some point. There a couple different, I mean, yeah, so that was that. Your mom thought we were doing coke after you lost the state championship game. Take us through that one. That's always going to be like a top five story, I feel like.
It was just, we were talking about it last night with some of my friends. Shout out Chance.
You were?
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit.
The state championship game?
Yeah.
Oh, I was knocked out on the couch.
Just the fact that people always will try to make an excuse when you don't play well. And they're always like, oh, why didn't he play well? Well, people who are like, well, he does, you know, occasionally do some drugs or... As smokes weed or whatever.
That was y'all's team, though. You guys were always like kind of smoking pot before the games.
But not, I would never do that before.
Not you specifically, but like in the state championship, the starting point guard showed his ass because he was lit on Facebook or something.
So it's like, but there's always like, oh, why didn't they play well? What's they must have been doing, you know? And we just were talking about, they came out and they were just better than us then. They were more prepared. They were ready for the moment more than we were. And that's the thing about basketball and sports in general. Some days you just don't have it.
Yeah.
And what sucks even more is at the highest level of like a state championship, you would think you would want to be able to do it, but sometimes you just don't have it. And that
was Ross on that team. Damn, dude, you guys were so good. So take us through that. You scored 2 points, and then I went to the game. I hung out with you afterwards. We always used to do the blunt thing. I feel.
Well, yeah. So the thing was, is we had some materials out, and one of the materials is a razor blade. And
got the Swisher Sweet.
Yeah. But what happened was we just left it out. And people, you know, also use razor blades to, you know, line up some coke. And I don't even think I knew what coke was.
No, I didn't either.
You know what I mean? Like, I knew it was some powder, but I didn't even know the effects or nothing. So when my mom woke me up, he's like, I found this. You've been doing some coke. And I was like, Mom, what in the fuck?
William Nash?
I told her straight up, no, Mom. I was, let's just nip this in the butt right now. I was cutting up blunts.
Yeah, well, she was,
because
like,
I had to tell her, because at that point it was like, if I try to make up a story like I don't know, she either thinks I'm doing coke or what.
She was like, oh, I'm gonna go get a drug test. Like, she woke you up at like 7 o'clock, which was so weird. I'm still in your room sleeping, and she was like, yeah, what is this? You guys are doing cheese. And you're like, no, I'm not hung Ched. But she was like, I'm going to go get a drug test. I can't pass the drug test. Your mom calls my mom. I'm great, dude. Like, I can't fucking pass the drug test either. But my mom didn't drug test me till like later that week. And I remember I got some fake piss from my boy. Shout out Reed Beck. And he pissed in like a 5-hour energy drink for me after practice. And I just held it in my gooch. And my mom came to pick me up from practice, and I just held it in my gooch until she drug tested me and passed that bit.
And well, so, see, when I told my mom, she was just like, all right, I won't.
Oh, she never did?
Uh-uh. Oh, I was like, I can't pass it. Like, I legit can't pass it.
Oh, because you were lit already. You were, like, still high. Gotcha. Anything else from Remember Wins? I mean, those were two stories that I remember. We always used to play... with Kobe on 2K, that doesn't really matter. Bird talk is there. Kind of just getting up there with the birds, but we'll see what happens. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, it's coming up.
I don't have any, because I don't... Why would you do that to yourself? Well, you're failing yourself within the first month of the new year.
That's the thing about when people say, oh, I have a New Year's resolution. What is yours? Blah, blah, blah. Mine is just like bigger things. Like something that you can follow. Like maybe... eat better, you know, maybe have like one of my biggest things this last year was I've meal prepped a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, like I would probably say probably 60-70% of the like weeks.
What would you make?
I would just make
would it be like the same thing every day?
Right. It would be rice, vegetable, chicken cooked different ways. Like I would do like
little tuna on the side or
and then I would do eggs. Like I would do fried up eggs on top and stuff. Well, it's one of my most favorite meals, but that was one of my, like, goals of, like, let's start to try to eat better.
Is there a difference between a goal and a resolution?
Yeah, I think eating better is, making sure you eat well, value what you put in your body. That could be a resolution.
Okay.
Like, eating better, I'm not going to eat a cheeseburger is probably what a lot of people do, but that doesn't need to be your resolution.
There is nothing wrong with eating the cheeseburger. Oh, I get pissed at people that are like, oh, I don't want to eat the burger. It's a fucking cheeseburger. Am I tripping?
Cheeseburgers are great. I love cheeseburgers.
Exactly. I look back at 2022 and I fucked up, dude. Like, I don't know how you feel about that. I feel like everyone kind of looks at the end of the year and like, man, I could do better. Obviously next year. For me, I think I got to focus on sleeping better. I'm starting to worry about longevity. And I was talking to Eskin about this the other night. And I'm like, we're kind of in a weird phase in life. You know, we're almost fucking 30 at this point. You know?
I mean, we're closer to 30 than...
Closer to 30 than we are 20. So now you kind of have to think about, like, longevity. And, like, sleeping. Like, getting the right... I feel like sleeping is a skill. Like, trying to get those 8 hours of sleep is a skill. I don't go to bed until, like, 1 or 2 a.m. because... I kind of get that. I don't know if it's anxiety or just me like saying, just
this
being
is
like,
just something I heard. All right. So I have to wake up early for my job. So I'm on a schedule. Right. Yeah. But it was really hard for me when I didn't have to do something. and I could wake up whenever I wanted to. But something I heard to help you with that, pick one day of the week that you will wake up at an early time, like 5 or 6. Just one day of the week.
All right, you got to make it realistic. That is not realistic for me.
Or the whatever it is.
Let's do 8 for me.
Yeah, early time for you. You know, one day of the week. And you know every day of that week, like for a month or 2 months, Tuesday, I will have to get up at 8 o'clock. So on Monday night, you like, you know, prepare. Like I have to go to bed earlier because if I don't wake up at 8 o'clock.
What are you doing to get yourself prepared on Monday night?
Go to bed, maybe eat a little
earlier. No screen time, like an hour before bed.
Yeah, maybe go eat a little earlier, you know, do all your work before you're not working right up
shower,
to bed. Take a shower before. And that's another thing that I've started doing too. I usually woke up and took a shower, right?
Yeah, that's how I wake up.
And that's what I thought helped me wake up. I've been starting to take a shower at night to calm me down and get ready for bed.
What have you heard of any like tricks and like tips in the shower, like cold shower, like right before you get out?
I'm just
really hot shower.
I love hot showers. My ex-girlfriend, he would put that shit so cold, my dick would be in my head, like in my stomach.
But why really hot though? Because I feel like it helps, like really hot, like on your body, kind of helps with inflammation, right?
Yeah, well, like if especially you're sore like on your if body. I like right when before I go to bed, I usually take my shower. If it's hot, my body is less tense, and it's.
You ever do anything weird in the shower? Not like that. I'm just like because I sit down sometimes in the shower and just let that shit hit my head, and I'm just like, man. It's great. You don't hear people about putting like chairs, like that's a thing, like putting like a chair, like a shower chair in the shower.
I don't know. I'm in and out of my shower.
Dude, Nathan Clark used to take our bar stool from the kitchen senior year. We would have 4 bar stools and we're like, hey, we need the 4th one. Where the hell is it at? It'd be in his showers, butt ass naked in the shower.
Chilling on it.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, we need this chair. Like here, hand it over right now. Yeah. So what else? And then you kind of just get in bed. And
then I always have to, that's probably not the healthiest thing for me, but I also from past relationships, I always now have to fall asleep with it. Not good.
Oh, really?
It's not good. It's probably not healthy.
No, that's not good at all.
But I got used to going to sleep with the TV on because the person next to me have to watch.
I thought you were going to say you squeezed like 2 pillows in between your legs because you were trying to cuddle something. You're used to cuddling something.
No,
that's fine. Dude. That's fine.
But the TV's on and I'm watching. It's on. The volume is down real low, but it has to be
fan on. Fan has to be turned on high.
Yeah. Fan's on.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll try that. I don't know if I can.
Pick a day of the week that you wake up early. One day.
One
day? You know that every single week. Try to do it for a month. And get that one day that you know you're going to have to wake up.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And then I was also, I don't think. All right, so I heard something that was like, don't ever overthink anything. Because when you do that, then you really start to get in your head, right? And that's what I was starting to do. And that's what I've kind of been doing, I guess. This year is so different for me. Like getting to the end of this year just feels like, I mean, I'm like trying to sprint to it, but it's also a marathon. You know, and I don't know if I can finish that marathon. Like, I don't know if a lot of people feel that, but they're like, I just got to make it through this year. We got to make it through the clothing drive today. Like, there's so many obstacles that go through it. And maybe for me, I've just been overthinking it like crazy. And I'm like, just slow down a little bit, appreciate life in the moment. Because I'm always thinking about, well, what about tomorrow? Well, I don't know if tomorrow's going to be tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with getting the new crib, it's like, oh, shit, now I have responsibility. Like, I need to be like on top of my shit going into this new year. Grandma's in town. Grandma's old, man. And I know we might not, you know, when your family's in town, it's like, family's in town. But step back, Andy, and just be like, hey, hopefully that's going to be you someday. But care about the people that you love and care about the people that are around you and things like that. So I found myself getting kind of pissed. You know, my grandma's coming in town because I'm moving and all this shit and I can't really spend time with her. And then I got shit at work. I'm just overthinking. I'm like, I got to get more sleep. I got to eat better. You know, all these things, do less and obsess. But one of the things I've taken the past couple of years, and then just don't overthink.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, like getting this place all settled in, which you've done a great job with. that's going to help tremendously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm a big guy where I used to even do this in college where before I had to like go study for an exam or anything like that, I would procrastinate, but in somewhat of a healthy way, I would clean everything. And I don't know if other people do that or not, but I would just clean everything. Like, I don't know, before you came here, obviously, like if someone's coming here, I got to clean everything. I got to do the floors and I got, or if I got a blog to write or if I got something to do at work, got to make sure everything's clean. Everything's clean. That's just me. I don't know. I'm a clean freak, but it kind of helps with the anxiety for sure. And yeah. It's just
make sure everything's right and nice. And then you can.
But then once everything is too clean, it's like, fuck, this is kind of too clean, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then I get in my head.
You a lost cause.
I know. And I'm like, fuck, you dude. I can't. Because I'm trying to get out of my head.
Right.
You know?
Nah, that's. Yeah. I mean, routines, man. That's the biggest thing for me.
It's helps. big routines. That's got to be a thing. 2023. Routine.
That helps me because I feel what you're saying. You get into, like, thinking about. You're on a routine, that helps me so much. Know what you're going to do. Like, you don't have to sit there and think about what you're going to do.
Right.
Because you know, all right, I get home from work, let the dog.
Yeah.
At dinner.
Yeah.
Then I have
because
the
when
2 hours.
Because when you're in that routine, it adds up to, like, there's not enough hours in the day.
And then I got the 2-hour window after dinner.
Yeah.
Podcast stuff.
Yeah.
So that helps me, but yeah, you go ahead.
I feel like a lot of people are like that, though.
No, they are.
Especially at the end of the year, too.
Well, that's when everything gets
deadlines and shit.
Everything gets crazy.
Damn, everyone is stressed out right now. At least the people that, a lot of people that I'm around. And I'm sure you, too. Like,
well, yeah, especially at FedEx. Gotta make it through the year.
Gotta make it through the year. All right, what else? How long have we been going? For about an hour? What else do we have? Okay, I've had a ton of pizza this week. I've had Papa John's. Pizza Hut and Domino's. Which one, if you had to rank 3 pizzas?
I'm a big Papa John's guy. I love Papa John's.
What's the go-to?
See, this is where my order, y'all use.
Oh, well, this guy would order everything at Subway. Like, that was your favorite.
But
restaurant.
My thing is, it's weird, and a lot of people say I'm weird for it, but sausage and banana pepper.
You love banana peppers.
I could eat. Sausage, spicy sausage, banana pepper. I'm going to say Pizza Hut number 2 just because if you back in the day, and I don't know if they still do this, but Pizza Hut, some of them had the lunchtime buffet. You could go in and get, you know, whatever you
want. I ate Pizza Hut and I was on puke alert on that Thursday night, and it's probably just because all the alcohol that I drank. But, and then the Pizza Hut was, I went in, like, I woke up. That's the worst, man, when you're staying with somebody in a hotel. Especially, and I don't know about you, but when you are staying in a hotel or, like, somewhere different for the night, it's not exactly the same. Not as comfortable. And then when you're like, sleeping next to someone you've never slept, it's like, fuck, I need to, like, not move at all, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you just can't make a move. You can't be too loud. You can't turn over. But there is that unspoken rule, and I know everybody knows what I'm talking about. If that's the case and you are in that situation, if you do make, like, a move, that person gets to make the move. Like, if I'm in bed with another person and we've never, like, slept before, it's like, hey, just come over, whatever. You know, don't drive home drunk, obviously. But if we're, like, in the same bed, you know, maybe it's, like, we're trying to get comfortable and we're not really in that REM sleep yet, or we're just waking up kind of in the middle of the night and turning. Okay. That is like, the okay for you to turn also. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, so, like, you move now, it's okay, I can move.
Your move.
Okay.
Oh, I move, fair. You
I thought
move.
That was, I didn't know that was.
I feel like that's a thing.
I'm gonna be honest, when I'm sleeping, I'm moving, I'm getting comfortable. I don't give a fuck about this.
I'm nervous, bro. I am nervous.
As long
not
as
I'm nervous, but like, it's just like, I don't wanna, like, mess up that person's, like, sleep routine if they're trying to get comfortable.
But they're probably thinking the same thing.
I know they are, dude. I know they are.
But see, if you go into it like, I'm just going to sleep, I'm gonna get myself comfy, then good.
Yeah, well,
you
I
do,
know
you tell it in, hey, I'm about to get comfy, I'm gonna move around for a little bit, just you do your thing.
What about when you're waking up in the morning too? It's the same thing.
if I'm waking up, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I'll wake you up if I have to.
It's the same thing. It's like, hey, I'm waking up.
Especially if I don't really know.
Like, if you're waking up and tossing and turning, but then you wake up at like 6 o'clock and it's like, fuck.
I'm all right. Get up at 6 o'clock.
No, I don't. I don't get up at 6 o'clock.
You can leave now, or you can stay and I can cook you some breakfast. You know what I mean?
What's the how long?
that's a good one though.
How long can that person stay over? Say if it's, you know, you just hook up with a chick. Then
see, that's a stigma that I feel like a lot of people just, oh, I got to get out of there. I say, as long as you're free, like it's a Sunday, you don't got anything else to do.
Yeah, but the girl probably doesn't want to stay there either.
Well, that's the thing. It's really up to if whoever's the one going over to the other person. You can, for me, I'm like, you can stay as long as you want if you really want to. Then if I don't have any commitments.
So I've been in that situation on the other side, and I've, you know, waking up at a, you know, chick's house with like three roommates. I'm like, oh, that's like, there was this one time where it was like, oh yeah, I think we're going to go get lunch. Oh word. I'm down.
I'll go
and like get lunch with the fucking roommates. My teeth aren't brushed or anything like that, and then I'm like, oh damn, I hope this is cool. I think I just put myself in a really bad situation though. But on the other end, kind of like what you're saying, I feel like the girl's like, I mean, girl just like wakes up, she's like, oh, I definitely want my friend to come pick me up.
Yeah,
but it's like, you can, but
that's the thing, you gotta just explain to her, like, I'm chilling for the rest of the day. You can stay as long as
you want. But they probably don't
want
to meet the roommates. Like, you have another roommate or anything like
that. Well,
that's
different, too. If you live with some other people, it's like, all right, then you can go.
But if you don't, then that's clutch.
Stay as long as you want. Take a shower for all.
Yeah, take a shower. You know, use my toothpaste. You can use my toothpaste.
You can't use my toothbrush.
Wait,
who goes out? All right, who goes out to a bar and brings a toothbrush?
I personally, like, I don't have them right now because they're smooth, but I usually have a couple toothbrushes.
Extra ones?
Yeah. Sure, dude. Okay. I brush my asshole, bro.
Move with it, okay.
Come on, bro. But there's also been the situations where the girl's, like, waking up and, like, she kind of likes you. Oh, maybe she does want to stay. Okay, cool. I'll cook you breakfast. You don't have to eat it. Go out and get brunch, but then the girl's like, oh, my God, there's the light and feels like a vampire.
Then you stay in bed and we'll just order the food to the crib.
TV in the room or no?
I have a TV in my room, but that's one of the...
Because that's just going to maybe help. I mean, you bring the breakfast back in bed and you don't have to go hang out in the living room.
Yeah, you could.
All right, well, glad to have you back.
Yeah, we got to go do the clothing drive.
Numbers on season 3, episode 1 did great. Obviously, new production. This looks great. I love how this looks. And then hopefully we can get some guests coming through. Keep burping, but we do have some guests coming up if you're down.
Yeah.
You'll just have to keep making like biweekly trips here.
Yeah, I think that until I actually move, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, we'll get some people in here. All right, well, like and subscribe. Man to Man Podcast, season 3, should be 4, episode 2. Stay tuned for what we got next, and appreciate you guys. Gonna get on out of here.
Yeah, namaste to you.
Namaste, peace.